we're getting out of school. We're 17, 18 years old, and we're renting these storefronts, like two or three bands. There's one band called, well, it was Toby Red. There was a band called Dobie's Itch, who was a really big group in high school around the east side of Detroit. They had a storefront. And so we got a storefront. You pay $90 on the east side, and you have this storefront. It would be a few hundred square feet, and you put egg cartons up, and we went there every day. We were going there every day and jamming. We were learning cover songs. We were learning how to write songs. So we were jamming, and this would be the drummer from the Romantics, Jimmy and me. And we had a couple other guys who were playing. Bobby East from the East Side, he came in later on around 72. I saw him play on Belle Isle. He was playing, and a great guitar player. And Robert Gillespie, another one. He was in our band, too, when we were playing in the basement when we were in high school. So we couldn't play anywhere. We're trying to learn how to write songs. We eventually learned a set. And then the Michigan Palace had opened. We saw the Dolls there. The Dolls happened. So we were influences ourselves around original music. We had the right idea, but we were still, we didn't have the complete package yet. At the last, just before the Romantics happened, we had a group. We did, everybody's, you know, we're trying to pay for this studio. We couldn't even come up with money we barely could come up with $90 for that back then, and for the rent. And we recorded our own thing there too. But we did a show. We did a thing for the at the Michigan Palace. We did in the day. We went down there the day and played for the promoter, and he didn't like it. He didn't care for it. We were doing this. It was good music, but it wasn't what he wanted, and it didn't happen. We were hoping to get some kind of promoter to help us to go in and be able to record in the studio. You couldn't record in the studio back then unless you had thousands of dollars, and you were signed to a record label. So it'd be like $4,000 or $5,000 to finish off the tapes and getting into studio time. It was completely opposite of what it is now. We had gone in and done a tape, and that didn't happen. We ended up going in, learning a set of original. We did our originals, and then we would do two sets of covers. So we picked out Roxy Music, Lou Reed, Rolling Stones. We picked the best songs we could. Early Queen, a couple Led Zeppelin songs. I think we did a couple of those, but it was mostly like off, really kind of stuff that was on the fringes of radio that you weren't hearing on the radio. A lot of that kind of music, Roxy Music tune, Street Life. Anyway, and then we do a set of our own music that lasted for about one season. I think we lasted, and we kind of split apart.